Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot going on locally, which the national media is talking about. Everybody's talking about Pennsylvania. Everybody's talking about Bucks County, but also Jersey. Everybody's talking about Jersey and how Jersey is now a swing state. Scott Presser back in the news today for making news at Bucks, saying I'm coming for you. And he told me on my show he's coming for New Jersey, too. He's going to help flip New Jersey red. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. But as we begin our happy hour, 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be live for our next live show coming up on December 20th, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you mark your calendar for that and join us for that December 20th. But before I do that, that guy called back in, Justin. What did he say? That's the guy who called yesterday who was angry at me for saying that kids should smoke cigarettes. And what did he say today?
He said, and I quote, well, not fully quote, but Rich Zeoli, tough guy, F off.
Nice. Well done. That makes me very happy. Thank you for listening, sir. Appreciate it very much. Why do they listen when they hate him? Who knows? Mike Donahue is chairman of the Cape May Republican Party, and it's a great friend, and you're always joining us in Cape May for all our live shows. So let's make sure we turn your mic up so everybody
there
can hear
you. Can I hear my...
How are we doing?
Go.
How's that?
Can you hear me now?
Good. Justin, good levels there? You like that?
Yeah, it does.
All right,
sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy, this is a fantastic event.
Yeah, how about
well
it?
Well done.
I think
great
it's year three or four for Atlanta County Chairman Don Purdy and I and others putting this event together. Yeah, it's great.
So talk to me about this incredible election we just had. Jeff Van Drew with a landslide victory and Trump crushing it in South Jersey.
So I'll tell you what I keep stressing are two things. One, Trump doesn't win like that with just Republicans. He has to have Democrats. He has to have Hispanic people, African-American people. He has to have people 18 to 35. He has to have the suburban women. The coalition has been rebuilt and grown. And we're foolish if we don't take advantage of that. And in New Jersey, what we need to do is, the reason Trump, in my opinion, has done so well is he said to people, we know who's been ruining your life. We know who's been pushing all this crazy woke stuff. We know who calls the inflation. It's those people. And I'm going to help you get them off your back. And that was his message.
Yeah.
And that's what we need here in New Jersey. I mean, we need that message here. We need to carry it into 25. We have this momentum. You know, he's only 5 points behind in New Jersey. So you add another 1% of Hispanics, of African Americans, all those groups, and we can't lose. So, you know, you're a Jersey guy, and you know the politics here. We're so close. So, you know, listen, I think Jack Cittarelli is the odds-on favorite to win this primary, and I think he's got the best chance to win this election. And we just got to pull together and make it happen. If we could turn this state red, I mean, we can really start to make progress. And a state we know and love that is just going down the tubes, man. Over these last 8 years of Democrat control and all these crazy things. I don't know if you saw, did you see that you're going to have to, in the winter, you're going to have to put your bird feeder 10 feet off the ground and take it in every night?
Yeah, you know, I have not had a chance to really talk about this.
You got to get on that.
This bird feeder bill in New Jersey to stop the feeding of black bears is one of the most insane, tyrannical things I've ever heard in my life.
It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. My wife is 5 feet tall. She loves her bird feeder. Her cardinals come there. She can barely reach it to fill it up. You know, what's she going to do? Get a stepladder? And then you have to take it down every night.
How many bears do you have in Cape May County?
Yeah,
no. You got to worry about
any.
This. That's what I'm trying
but
to
But, you know,
understand.
You remember the Florio toilet paper tax.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the little, very understandable, absurd things that get people's focused on getting rid of these guys who
New
do
Jersey
these crazy
is
things.
Banning bird feeders and making it impossible for people to have any... I mean, even somebody made a point of that. If theoretically, a bear breaks into your car and eats, like, crackers...
Yeah.
You've broken the law.
Right.
In New Jersey. Yeah. I mean, it's
No,
nuts.
It's insanity. We've reached that point. So, look, I'm excited for it. Listen, I was on Harry Hurley, your friend, our friend Harry
Hurley. He was on my show earlier today.
And I said this to Harry. I want to say this to you on a couple counts. We've had a dark 4 years, and we were kind of in the wilderness, and we didn't know where it was going to go. And guys like you and Harry hung in there courageously, in my opinion, taking all comers, keeping the faith, keeping true to your core, not just on this stuff, but on wind, which we talked about often with the Zioli Army at the Grand Hotel in Cape May. You know, I said that to Harry. I wanted to thank him, and I want to thank you, because I think without you guys, especially in our region, you know, somebody had to do it, and you all did it, and now you're vindicated, and it's good stuff, man. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, buddy. We've been in the fight for a long time together, and Mike Donahue's with me. He's the chairman of the Cape May County Republican Party, and Michael Donahue is the Orsted Slayer. The Orsted Slayer got rid of that foreign wind company that was going to destroy the Jersey Shore. The best part of Trump's win is that now we can kill that project for good. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's it. It's done. It's over.
Well, I think all of them. So my hope is, and there's been some discussion already, that he steps in as the executive and says, stop it all. I don't care if it's under construction. I don't care if it's in the pipeline. Stop it all. I want to know if it's killing the whales before you do anything else.
Yeah.
You know? I want to know how it's going to impact our national security before you do anything else.
Right.
These things they've been sweeping under the carpet for the last 8 years. I believe Trump is going to step in and do that. So we're going to, of course, encourage that. I think we're going to have some local and county governments do some things to encourage that as well. I know Jeff Van Drew, who's done just a great job as our congressman, is such a good friend of President Trump, has been a huge champion for us against the offshore wind projects, and I know he's pushing that as well. So our hope is, you know, you've seen the sort of wind warrior community, which I've become embedded with. They're such great people, and I'm on these text threads every day, and it's all everybody's talking about. We're, you know, we got to push for the EOs, for the executive orders, get this done, and we can all have a good
Because it was done by executive order. I mean, Biden
Most of
paved
it.
The
yep.
way for it with yep. executive order, and even on the state level, bypassing home rule, bypassing
yep.
these local
Absolutely.
Communities. And it's going to destroy the view. The national security thing you mentioned, Mike, is a really important point, though. That was something that Congressman Van Drew and Congressman Chris Smith have talked about a lot. There's an issue of regarding the Navy and the Coast Guard
right.
and whether or not these windmills will cause problems for us from a national security
Absolutely.
Perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's been brushed under the rug.
Yep. I mean, in terms of radar usage,
yep.
all those things, in terms of the shipping lanes. Oh, I mean, we think these things will never happen. Did we think we're going to have a worldwide pandemic in 2020 that
right.
shut everything down, killed millions of people? No. So you're supposed to be prepared for any contingency, and they're saying, well, we don't have to worry. Now, in Europe, off of one of the coasts in northern Europe, they had a Russian trawler fishing boat that was a spy boat
mm-hmm.
that was mapping their wind facilities. So why are the Russians mapping your wind facilities?
Right,
because
right.
if there's a war and you're 50% dependent on wind energy, you're going to have 50% of your power cut immediately, right?
Exactly.
Right. So,
and we had those underwater those underwater cables that were cut mysteriously,
yeah.
right?
How about that? Right.
I mean,
yeah. So, look, I'm hopeful about President Trump. Look, this has been a great 2 weeks. I feel like America is on the way back, not to be too hokey about it, but I really do. And I really was worried about this country and where it was going to be headed and how far they took it into this weird place. And now, you know, Doge, I can't wait for Elon Musk and Vivek.
It, right?
It's just great stuff.
Doge, baby. I mean, just cut and get
yep.
fire people. That's what I want.
Nah.
I just want, you know what I mean?
I love it because I read a lot of stuff and I'm like, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would totally do that. Elon Musk, RFK, come on in.
Like, we don't need studies on transgender monkeys.
No,
we just
not
don't
at all.
Need
no,
it.
No,
you know what I mean?
No. Drunken fish. We don't need that. Nah, man. So it's good. It's good. I'm happy about it. But we got to keep it going. We got to keep the momentum going. We got to all stay in the fight.
I see being here tonight in Atlantic City and at this party, which is you as chairman of the Cape May Republicans and Don Purdy, chairman of the Atlantic County Republicans. I mean, a lot of happy people here tonight, which is great. And we've had, you know, in all the years we've been together doing this, we've had a lot of years where we were not happy.
Yeah.
This feels great. And Wildwood that day, we hung out together in Wildwood. 110,000 people coming out for Trump in Wildwood. You have kept your county red, despite the fact that you've had a lot of people move down to Cape May County from places like New York, places like Philadelphia. What's been the secret?
Well, we never stop. Like I always say, we don't take a day off because they don't take a day off.
Yeah.
So we just grind all the time. But I'll tell you, the Trump phenomenon is real. Even in a place like Cape May County is traditionally Republican, we have more Republicans now than we ever did before because people want to be with that movement. Like, our registration is up in the last, you know, 8 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Republican registration. A lot of unaffiliated voters have moved to Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of it is Van Drew. I think a lot of it is Trump. There's just this phenomenon of that's where he is. People wanted to vote for him in the primary, and they knew they had to be Republican to do that. So we've really benefited from that. And, you know, we just work really hard. We have a great team. We always have had, and everybody pulls together. We do. We give a lot of support to our municipal organizations, our municipal elected officials, so that the whole thing is just one Cape GOP family that we just we move it wherever we have to. And, you know, we help in other places, too. Don Purdy and I do a lot of stuff together. I've been helping Chairman Adam Wingate, Gloucester County, Linda Donaldson in Salem, and even up with our friends in Monmouth and other places.
You were even helping in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Let's not forget that. You came over to across
right
the river.
On. That's right.
And helped out.
Yep.
Now, Scott Pressler, who, of course, everybody knows with his incredible work in Pennsylvania, I asked him point blank on my show, will you help turn New Jersey red next year? And he said, absolutely. He's going to cross the Delaware like George Washington.
Oh,
come here and help us do it.
I
think that's phenomenal.
We should actually do that. We should actually go to Washington's Crossing, get a boat. I'll help put it together.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about Pressler
stand
coming
up there
here.
Like General Washington.
Absolutely. I'll row the boat, man.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Tell them we'll
do it.
People
will pay money to be on that boat. We can raise a lot of money.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, Cape May County regular Republican organization. No, but there's a lot of talk about him coming here, and I know he's been talking to our friend Matt Rooney, who's just standing here a minute ago, and a lot of excitement about that because we're that close in Jersey. If all these things will add up. So if we could bring what he did in PA, and we had a great time. We stopped in Gloucester County, where you spoke last year, at the rally in Washington Township. And then we went to Delco, to I forget the name of the town. Great little town. And guess what? We get off the bus, and there's a guy standing there in a Seattle City t-shirt, and he's the mayor. And he just happened to be walking down the street. It was awesome. So we hooked up with the MAGA bus tour. So we were there with... it was all of them. It was Terrell 2.0. It was Matt McCormick. Just a great class, a crew of people that got off that bus, and they all spoke, and we got to hang out with them, and it was really neat. And then we got the phone app, the door knocking app from the guys who were on the ground there, and we had about 20 people, and we went into the neighborhood for a couple of hours and knocked it. But I'll tell you what was really cool, and that's I was like, I think he's going to win Pennsylvania. You've knocked on doors many times. People were coming out of their house before we even got to the door saying, are you with Trump? Yes, we are. I already voted for him. We're with him all the time. A couple of our guys got invited into a chili cook-off. They're like, you're with Trump? Come on in. You got to judge that they're judging chili in Delco from Cape May County. So it was a great day, really, really tremendous day. And we were happy to be that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to be some small part of what was happening. New Jersey wasn't going to get there, came very close. But, you know, now it's sort of this legendary Cape GOP trip to PA on the bus. We get t-shirts made and all that.
That's
so it was great stuff. Yeah.
We appreciate your help. I really do, because, I mean, it was the statement everybody was talking about winning.
Yep.
And I have to salute a lot of my friends. Like, I had a buddy of mine waited in line in Jersey for 3.5 hours to vote. They called the state for Jersey, and he stayed in line because he said, I want to give Trump the popular vote.
Yeah.
There were a lot of stories like that.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you go back to Cittarelli's race against Murphy, when Monmouth University said Murphy had a 12-point lead going to the election weekend, and all these Republicans stayed home.
Yeah.
How many more Republicans might have come out to vote in blue New Jersey, thinking that they could help Trump with the popular vote, if they thought it could be as close as it was?
So you know what I call those? I call it a crap poll. chase Republicans away poll.
Absolutely.
And in New Jersey, the Democrats are so good at it.
Yes, they are.
They come out with that late poll. You're 12, 15 points behind, can't win. Everybody stays home. I'm not wasting my time.
Exactly.
So chase Republicans away. It's total crap. And we have to ignore it. If there's anything we've learned in the last few cycles, is they don't know how to poll anymore.
No.
They haven't figured it out. And they're stuck in this echo chamber of, well, you know, let's put it together this way, reach who we can reach. They call the same people over and over again expecting a different result. And it's, you know, just look at this race again.
Again.
It's a coin toss.
Again they got it wrong.
Yeah, no it's not.
It wasn't a freaking coin toss.
It was
a popular vote blowout.
Yeah. I mean, if you said to one of your Democrat friends he's going to win the popular vote, you're insane.
Yeah.
And that was going to be the fight, right?
Right.
Oh, here we go again.
Right.
The horrible electoral college from the, you know, 19th century. And Jesus, what are we doing? And he lost by 3 million votes. It's just the greatest. Look, I put a couple pictures of me in my Trump cowboy hat and stuff the day after the election and said, keep it classy, don't gloat. But
oh, I'm gloating.
You gotta gloat a little,
man.
Gloat.
And the meltdowns, all the meltdowns. I'll tell you, too, I mean, something else that's really fun about this entire place, because for us as Republicans in New Jersey, in blue New Jersey, watching all the meltdowns
and then
everybody come here and everybody's happy and having a good time, is that we now have the chance to make them cry even more this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because New Jersey has an election every year. People don't realize that.
Right.
We've got an election every year.
Yeah.
Hell, Donald Trump won Passaic County, New Jersey.
Look at
that
what
has
he
been
did
a
there.
Blue
right.
county forever. He won, like, Patterson.
Yeah.
He won Passaic County, New
Jersey.
You
can't tell me it's not real. And if it's real, then we got to grab onto it. We got to roll into 25. And you're right. We could gloat even more.
We can gloat even
if we
more.
We get through that.
We can gloat this November.
Absolutely.
And
no,
Polymarket had it right, though. The Polymarket always go with the odds. People that put their money where their mouth is, right, Mike Donahue?
Yep.
And that's, you know, because it's one thing if you're a pollster, you get it wrong, keep your job. But if you get it wrong, you don't pay your bookie, get your legs broken, that's a totally different scenario.
Yeah, I'm a believer. My brother, who's very involved in politics, used to be a mayor in Middle Township, he kept sending me the Polymarket stuff. He said, ignore the polls, pay attention to this. And I was kind of, but absolutely.
And Versus was telling us to wrap it up.
Let anybody in here, huh?
You got a guest coming up for me. Who you send it over to?
I have Melanie Collette, who is the county commissioner in Cape May County, also my vice chair for the Cape GOP, also a regular commentator on Newsmax. She can tell you all about it. And involved far and wide in African-American conservative Republican politics from D.C. to New York and everywhere in between. She's really just a huge asset to our organization. You'll love her.
Right.
Yeah. You want me to send her up now?
Send her up, and you're going to be back on December 20th in Cape May.
Absolutely.
Hanging with us,
it's on my calendar, brother.
All right, brother.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for everything.
Appreciate
Thanks for having
it.
Me today.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You're a great host.
All right.
Chairman Michael Donahue, Cape May County Republican Chairman. Give it up for him. The crowd goes wild. Absolutely. Bravo. Well done, buddy. Well done. Great guy. We've been in the trenches together for over 20-something years. So, you know. Hello, Melanie. How are you? Come on and sit down and put on this headset. I don't actually have a break, so we're just going to keep rolling with this. Melanie, nice to see you, and thank you for being here today. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We see you on Newsmax all the time.
Hopefully that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. Yeah, you're really good on TV, so, you know, you're good at this.
I try.
We had a great day on Election Day, huh?
We had a fantastic day on Election Day.
Yeah, so tell me, Commissioner, what was the secret to Trump doing so well in South Jersey, you think?
I think coalitions were really the key to his success, building coalitions with the Latino community, the Black community, the Jewish community, just different factions. The difference between, in my opinion, you know, Republicans and Democrats is that we don't need to have 90% because we already have a lot of the people. So, for example, in a Black community, Democrats typically rely on 95% of the Black population. And I've said for years that needs to absolutely go away. And it has. And thanks to none other than Donald J. Trump, that has gone away. And, you know, when some Democrats would clown me about, oh, not that many Black people are voting for him, this, that, and the other, I think what they don't realize strategically is that we're not like you.
Right.
You don't need 95%.
Right.
All we need is to chop a little bit off the top, and we're good. And that's exactly what happened. So I think his ability to build coalitions throughout all segments of society, and listen, not for nothing, the Biden-Harris administration made it very easy because they were so terrible in just about every aspect of their governance during the last 4 years.
Yeah.
The economy, terrible job. Their handling of the protests about the war in Israel, terrible job. You know, the way they tried to shame black folks into voting for them just because there was an allegedly black woman running for office, shameful. Instead of, you know,
I love how you just said allegedly black woman. That's so great. I love that.
Well, because she's situationally black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, depending,
but you can say that, I can't. So this
you
is
cannot,
fantastic.
But for the audience that has never seen me before, I'm a black woman, and I'm always.
We're streaming live on YouTube. She's a. Can I say beautiful black woman?
I appreciate that.
Right? You're allowed to.
Absolutely.
I love when Trump does that at rallies. Right? He's like, that'll ruin your career to say it's a beautiful woman. That'll ruin your career. You want
to? Can I tell you? I was in a pick line with Trump in South Carolina. He said I was beautiful. So
Did, whoa! You see that, Melanie? Look at that.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. President. But I really do believe that she was situationally black and fake. And I'll tell you, I know off the top of my head, 5 black women that I know either did not vote for the presidency at all or voted for Trump and did not vote for Kamala. Now, they're in a closet because they're not as crazy as me to boldly and proudly.
Put your mic a little closer to your mouth.
To boldly and proudly, you know, say that I'm supporting Donald Trump because of the absolute vitriol and hate that you will get for that. I will say at least once a month in my DMs after a TV appearance, I will get some hateful comment, usually from someone who looks like me, some hateful racial comment about the fact that I'm supporting Trump. And so I can understand why people are afraid to come out. So that secret black vote, that secret Trump vote, that quiet Trump vote that people talked about was not imaginary.
Right.
It was very real. And I was starting to see that. You know, people would come up to me and kind of whisper, black women would come up to me like, women that I knew were definitely liberal. We're like, I'm just not feeling Kamala. She seems so fake. She doesn't know how to answer any questions.
Yes.
And the numbers bear that out, right? Because, you know, Kamala significantly underperformed as far as where Biden was. She underperformed where Hillary was as well.
Yeah.
So in addition to them being absolutely terrible, having an absolutely terrible candidate, and Donald Trump performing the feat of all feats, getting shot at, the lawfare, keeping him tied up in New York City for over a month, suing him left and right with these fake cases that they did, overcoming all of those things and still winning. I think that, you know, we talk a lot about how terrible the Biden-Harris administration is, but we don't talk a lot about the success of President Donald Trump, the resilience
yes.
of President
yes.
Donald Trump, the fight mm-hmm. in President Donald Trump. Who do you want going to bat for you when you're meeting with North Korea, when you're meeting with China, when you're meeting with Putin? Who do you want? Do you want a cackling Kamala Harris who thinks everything is funny in particularly serious situations? Or do you want someone who, when they get shot in the face, gets up and screams fight? Any logical, reasonable person that is not suffering from a severe case of TDS, I would think, would say, I want somebody who's going to fight even when their life is in peril. I want somebody who's going to jump in front of that bullet for the American people.
And Melanie, I think there's something else, too, which you point out, which is that, yes, she sucked. She was one of the worst candidates ever. That campaign was terrible. Biden voted for Trump. That's how bad the campaign was.
I think
100%, right?
I truly believe if Biden didn't, Jill definitely did.
Oh, she was wearing red MAGA suit pants. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
She shows up on Election Day in red pantsuit.
Like, come on.
Come on.
Yeah, definitely.
If she had MAGA tattooed on her behind, I would not have been surprised. You know
facts.
What I mean?
Did you see how I've never seen Biden smile so hard since he's been president.
He was the most lucid he ever was and happiest he's been in years.
Welcome back?
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back, Hitler, because I heard he was a fascist.
By the way,
he was like, really?
New show streaming, Welcome Back, Hitler. It's like Welcome Back, Cotter, but different, you know.
Seriously.
I mean, how about these clowns like Joe Scarborough going down to Mar-a-Lago and be like, well, you know, even though he's Hitler, we still wanted to go meet with him and, you know, kiss his ass and, you know.
And again, this speaks to President Trump's character. Because let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Under the circumstances, he really should have told them to pound sand. For real, for real. You know the only reason why they even did that, their numbers are down 50%.
That's right.
And
yes,
they were already in the basement.
Down. Uh-huh.
Right? Their ratings were already in the basement. Now they're underneath the basement. And now they're going to go and pretend like, oh, you know, we want this kumbaya moment. No, your livelihood is at stake.
Exactly.
You're about to go down. Oh, and our president is about to be in charge of the FCC. So, and this is, to me, it's not lawfare to say you all were unfairly influencing the presidential election. You lied. Even calling him a convicted felon is not really accurate.
Right.
He hasn't been sentenced.
Right.
The appeal process hasn't gone through yet. Even that is a complete and total lie. And they did that for the entire election cycle, the entire time he was president, promoted false stories, and then never apologized when they were proved to be untrue. And then they're going to go and grovel. The fact that Trump even took that meeting, props. Because I'm not that good.
No, I me neither.
You know?
I
like
the
high road.
I'm too vindictive and spiteful.
But no.
But Trump's smart. I think what he said, he goes, you can cross me once, twice, three times. But the fourth time is where I draw the line.
He's good.
That was hysterical.
He's good.
But there is something to that, though, in terms of calling people racist, calling people sexist, calling people homophobic, misogynistic, all the crap that they've been saying about people for years. And then they wonder why people turn around and then these attacks fall deaf when they're sitting there going, all right, I guess he's not that bad and his people aren't that bad after the election's over. It's because you turn around and you go, this was obviously all a lie. You never really believed this stuff about him.
Exactly right.
If you believed that stuff about him, you wouldn't be inviting him to the White House. You'd be having him arrested.
Right.
You'd be having him sent to Guantanamo Bay to save democracy, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And the thing that is really entertaining about them doing that is that they literally attack the voters.
Yeah.
Like if you're
garbage.
Thinking, right. You're garbage. If you're thinking about voting, and I love the way the right handled that, by the way, just completely clowning the left.
Garbage trucks. And
like they were supposed to be the party of joy, but I feel like we had the most fun.
I passed a farm in Bucks County, Pennsylvania the other day, and people had gigantic garbage chutes like hanging like it's like scarecrows. It was
the most fun thing absolutely
ever. Well, how about
ever.
The Trump dance? I mean, can we talk about the, you know what I mean? First of all, as a white guy, I'm just going to say this. It gives me confidence to be able to dance because, you know, typically it's not our thing. And so, like, that gives me confidence. But I love how it's sweeping the NFL, sweeping soccer. It's everywhere. It's great.
But and you know what I think is going on? This is what was happening behind closed doors, right? And the numbers bear that out.
Yeah.
You know, and people are, well, the left is confused. I don't think people on the right are confused at all because a lot of people saw what we saw in President Trump as a leader, mm-hmm. in President Trump as a manager of the economy, as somebody who is putting America first. And that's all Americans, not just white Americans, black Americans, Latino Americans. If you look at his last term and you look at the numbers of the success, wage growth in all of the geographic categories in the economy, the racial categories, black, white, male, female, all of those categories were doing better under President Trump because of his policies. And people saw that. People are not stupid. People are way more concerned, in my opinion, about whether or not they're going to pay their bills. Now, I posted on social media right after the election. I said, it turns out that women were more concerned about feeding their kids than they were about killing them.
And that's something. And that's
okay?
Something, right?
Well, a lot of people know that. People with common sense know that. People with critical thinking know that and are aware of that. But the left was so busy gaslighting us. Mm-hmm. Oh, the border's secure. What are you talking about? I've had less gaslighting from a toxic boyfriend. Like, I just really unbelievable the level of gaslighting from KJP to Kamala Harris to Joe Biden telling us that the border is secure. We are literally looking at videos of thousands of people crossing the border. How's that? Oh, the economy is fine. Ma'am, bread is $35 a loaf.
Yeah.
The economy is not fine.
Yeah.
It's not okay at all.
We're all walking on eggshells and the eggs are $12 a dozen.
Okay? Exactly.
So it's too expensive. Melanie, how can people follow you on social media?
You can follow me at NJGOPDiva on X.
NJGOPDiva. Love it.
Yeah. Fun fact, that was a nickname that Chairman Donahue's brother, Tim, gave me. So it was my Twitter handle, now my X handle. But that's the best place to find me. You can find clips of my my hits on Newsmax, and go to my YouTube channel and find the same thing. Absolutely.
Melanie Collette, thank you so much for seeing it. Great
thank
to see you,
for
you
having
my friend.
Me.
I appreciate it very
Absolutely.
Much. Thank you. Keep up the great work. And listen, as we're live here in Atlantic City, we're going to talk more about Jersey and flipping it red. And also, we're going to talk more about Bucks County as well, because that commissioner's meeting today was a mess, as you can imagine. So if you're just joining me, we're going to get into that as well. Scott Pressler, he's coming to Jersey, and he also said to Bucks County, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. So we got a lot to get through as we continue along with the show here. We have an abbreviated show tonight. Sadly, we're only on till 6:30, which is sad, but we'll still somehow make it. Don't worry. Now, Dr. Mike Veneria is my buddy and my dentist, and he's our big story sponsor, so follow him and go to his website at VeneriaDental.com. Do that, and you will be on your way to getting a great smile this holiday season when you're in all those pictures. VeneriaDental.com. And I want to tell you about DuckDuckGo, because privacy matters. I'm here in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock Hotel at this wonderful party hosted by my friends who are the chairman of the Republican Party in Cape May and also in Atlantic County. But I'm on the public Wi-Fi, and the public Wi-Fi is a scary place. That's why I have Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. You get a secure VPN so that you can make sure all of your data is encrypted all the time. You also get personal identity theft restoration. If, God forbid, your identity is ever stolen, DuckDuckGo is going to get it back for you. And you also get personal data removal. This way, any of your data that's out there is gone. DuckDuckGo gets rid of it for you. It's a 3-in-1 privacy solution. It's $10 a month. You can't beat that. Plus, you get a 7-day free trial when you go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Sign up today. Listen, I travel a lot these days. I'm lucky. But whether I'm in Washington or New York or Atlantic City or even just in the Zioli home studio, I need my data to be secure. I don't want hackers and scammers getting access to it. I don't want the government knowing what I'm doing. I don't want private companies knowing what I'm doing. That's why you need Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Sign up today for your 7-day trial to see how easy it is to use and how vital it is, too. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
All right, so we're covering two important local stories today. Bucks County, where they have a commissioner's meeting today, and the public just gave it to those commissioners for trying to steal the election from Dave McCormick. And we're going to talk to the chair of the Bucks County Republican Party at 6 o'clock, or the Bucks Republican Party at 6 o'clock. But right now, we're also talking Jersey, because Jersey can be a red state in 2025. We had a great day on Election Day. One of those guys who crushed it, Monmouth County, New Jersey, the chairman there, is also the county sheriff, Sean Golden. What's up, brother? Good to see
you. Great being with you, Rich, as always, man. You do a fantastic job, and love your show. And, hey, thanks for being here in Atlantic City and covering the league. And more importantly, our Republican events. So fantastic.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is great. You were texting me that day, and you were giving me updates. Holy cow, the numbers out of your county, Monmouth County.
Yeah, listen, I will say, you mentioned Bucks County. So we took a bus of Monmouth County volunteers. I was out there as well in Bucks County,
great.
Walking door to door.
Thank you.
Because we knew how important that was for Trump, and we took it to him out there. I tell you what. But in Monmouth County, we posted up 197,000 votes for Trump.
Wow.
Led the state in early voting. We got our Republicans out to vote early. I think they recognize that now, how important it is. You know, we're very busy when it comes to Election Day, family, friends, work, everything like that. So we did see this really great dynamic shift, and we're proud to lead the state of New Jersey in early voting, and we're proud to put up the second largest numbers for Trump.
Now, as part of the mindset, the early voting mindset, getting people to believe that they could do it, that it'd be fair. And, I mean, I thought Laura Trump did a great job.
Yeah,
Chairman Wiley
really
did a great job convincing people. But we had to get over that mindset.
I think this time around, even with vote by mail, I think Republicans are starting to do it. You know, we met a lot of resistance with that. But at the end of the day, listen, you know, we need some things done in this state of New Jersey. We need voter ID like the other states. Mm-hmm. We need limited vote by mail where it belongs, right? Yep. And certainly early voting is a good thing. I don't disagree with it. I think we have a good system for early voting. It's on the machines. It's secure. It's what people are used to if they go on the polls on election day. And I think they found it to be convenient. A lot of them went on weekends. We were staggered. We saw the numbers every day come in. And what it allows us to do, too, is from a party perspective, track down our Republicans that haven't voted yet, right? So we get to, you know, go out and say, hey, you haven't hit the machine yet. We need you. Trump needs you. Or, you know, the Republican Party needs you. Let's get out there. So, there's a multifaceted approach to doing all that. And it's with great organizations. I got a great team in Monmouth County. Yeah, so we're really proud of them. And we're proud to lead the state when it comes to the GOP.
With the exception of John Cantalupo, you have a great team, great people. You're a cop. You're a county sheriff. Law and order, crime, big issue,
over 33
right?
years, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, this was a big issue in this campaign, Lake and Riley's murder.
No doubt.
Tragic today.
Tragic and disgusting.
This is tragic, disgusting, and completely preventable.
Yeah.
Right? The taxpayer-funded flight to get this guy down to Georgia, this animal, that he went down and hunted her. How much of the crime, the illegal immigration issue, played into this election, you think?
Oh, I think it was probably the number one issue. I know everybody wants to say inflation and the economy, and certainly that hurts. But I have to say, a lot of people are just fed up. They're fed up with seeing illegals coming in. Listen, we're looking at record numbers of fentanyl crossing the border, right? Yeah. I don't know how else to tell my community that. Every time I go out and speak, they say, Sheriff, what keeps you up at night? Fentanyl keeps me up
at night.
Fentanyl
keeps
right?
you up at night,
and,
really?
And, yeah. you know, that epidemic is made worse and exacerbated by this border, what was an overrun or really an open-door policy on the border, allowing these drugs into our country with the cartels, that too, sex trafficking, all the criminals that come across.
300,000 unaccounted for children. How is that even possible?
It's not possible. It's not possible if you're doing the right things.
I
know Trump, listen, Holman's going to be great. I think he's going to do a tremendous job on the border for the president, and we look forward to the president getting a hold of this border. He did it once. He knows how to do it. He's going to do it again, and we're going to stop some of this human trafficking.
I mean, Holman's going to crush it.
He's going to crush it, but it's just no nonsense.
It's like sending in your brother to go coach a football team.
Well, he's doing all right. He's like number 6.
Notre Dame now,
he's at Notre Dame. Yeah. They're sitting at number 6 in the country, so we'll see what happens there.
Good.
But, our days go back to Temple football when he was that coach at Temple in Philly, and we loved it there.
That was a legend. But Philly, I mean, we see the crime all the time. I get asked about it all. It's bad. All these cities are bad. Yeah. A big part of it is the fentanyl. I mean, that's it, right?
That's it.
You let
the drugs, you let these murderers, and nobody's talking about the terrorist watch list candidates that have come over the border.
What's up with that?
And
meanwhile, Tulsi Gabbard gets extra TSA screening.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's you know what it is? I think a lot of people, Rich, this was a hypocrisy election. That's what this was. You know, it was about hypocrisy. When we talked about all the things, all the disastrous policies of Biden and Kamala, and I think our voters in the United States and in the state of New Jersey woke up. I think it was great awakening for New Jersey. I think it's going to bring us into the governor year next year, and I know we're going to have a really good shot at the governorship. We need it. Because we need those things done. We got to restore some law and order in New Jersey, and particularly in our cities. Got to bring voter ID to the table and a lot of other things. We're going to do it.
Well, you know, you guys crossed the river to go help out Bucks County. We appreciate it, Chairman.
Hopefully you can
Scott
come out,
Pressler you know, said he's going to cross the river and go help
know,
everybody
Scott,
in
so
Jersey.
I know, Scott. So we welcome him to Monmouth County.
We said we're going to dress him up like General Washington and reenact it. And
Battle of Monmouth.
Let's do it. Yeah, Battle of Monmouth.
Battle of Monmouth. We call Monmouth County Freedom's Battleground.
Chairman, I appreciate it. Sheriff, Chairman Sean Golden, thanks, brother. It's great to
thanks,
see
Rich.
You. I appreciate everything. All right, listen, we're going to continue here live. We're only on 6:30 tonight, but we're going to get the chair of the Bucks County GOP on so we can talk about what's going on in that crazy, crazy county. But listen, when it comes to your home and the backyard, your basement, wherever water's a problem on your property, you got to make sure that it's taken care of. That's where Garden State Earthworks comes in. My buddy Lou Vargo, he's the best. So we had two issues. The first house years ago had a wet basement. And I was bummed because the basement was great. The kids loved to play there. Lou said, you'll never have another drop of water water in this basement again. Man of his word. When we buy the new house, backyard is a swamp every time it rains. You don't want that because that water breeds mosquitoes and it gets into your home eventually, causes damage to your swimming pools, your foundation, and then the winter is the worst because that water will freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw, cause you all kinds of problems and be very, very expensive. So what you want to do is reach out to my buddy Lou Vargo today at 856-848-4444. Now, he's very busy, but he's going to make you a priority if you call him and tell him I sent you. 856-848-4444 or go to GardenStateEarthworks.com and do it today. Listen, winter is coming. Water problems never get better on their own. You need the best, and Lou is the best at what he does. There's simply nobody better. I can vouch for him on two different occasions in two different houses. So trust me when I tell you, he's the man to get it done for you. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor.